This is the reading for May 8th. Psalm 128. Happy are those who respect the Lord and obey Him. You will enjoy what you work for, and you will be blessed with good things. Your wife will give you many children, like a vine that produces much fruit. Your children will bring you much good, like olive branches that produce many olives. This is how the man who respects the Lord will be blessed. May the Lord bless you from Mount Zion. May you enjoy the good things of Jerusalem all your life. May you see your grandchildren. Let there be peace in Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. The Philistines gathered their armies for war. They met at Socah in Judah and camped at Ephes Damim, between Socah and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites gathered in the valley of Elah and camped there and took their positions to fight the Philistines. The Philistines controlled one hill while the Israelites controlled another. The valley was between them. The Philistines had a champion fighter from Gath named Goliath. He was about 9 feet 4 inches tall. He came out of the Philistine camp with a bronze helmet on his head and a coat of bronze armor that weighed about 125 pounds. He wore bronze protectors on his legs, and he had a bronze spear on his back. The wooden part of his larger spear was like a weaver's rod, and its blade weighed about 15 pounds. The officer who carried his shield walked in front of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the Israelite soldiers, "Why have you taken positions for battle? I am a Philistine, and you are Saul's servants. Choose a man and send him to fight me. If he can fight and kill me, we will be your servants. But if I can kill him, you will be our servants." Then he said, "Today I stand and dare the army of Israel. Send one of your men to fight me." When Saul and the Israelites heard the Philistines' words, they were very scared. Now David was the son of Jesse, an Ephrathite from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons. In Saul's time, Jesse was an old man. His 3 oldest sons followed Saul to the war. The first son was Eliab, the second was Abinadab, and the third was Shammah. David was the youngest. Jesse's 3 oldest sons followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to Bethlehem, where he took care of his father's sheep. For 40 days the Philistine came out every morning and evening and stood before the Israelite army. Jesse said to his son David, "Take this half bushel of cooked grain and 10 loaves of bread to your brothers in the camp. Also take 10 pieces of cheese to the commander and to your brothers. See how your brothers are and bring back some proof to show me that they are all right. Your brothers are with Saul and the army in the valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines." Early in the morning, David left the sheep with another shepherd. He took the food and left as Jesse had told him. When David arrived at the camp, the army was going out to their battle positions, shouting their war cry. The Israelites and Philistines were lining up their men to face each other in battle. David left the food with the man who kept the supplies and ran to the battle line to talk to his brothers. While he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, came out. He shouted things against Israel as usual, and David heard him. When the Israelites saw Goliath, they were very much afraid and ran away. They said, "Look at this man. He keeps coming out to challenge Israel. The king will give much money to whoever kills him. He will also let whoever kills him marry his daughter, and his father's family will not have to pay taxes in Israel." David asked the man who stood near him, "What will be done to reward the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the shame from Israel? Who does this uncircumcised Philistine think he is? Does he think he can speak against the armies of the living God?" The Israelites told David what would be done for the man who would kill Goliath. When David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking with the soldiers, he was angry with David. He asked David, "Why did you come here? Who's taking care of those few sheep of yours in the desert? I know you are proud and wicked at heart. You came down here just to watch the battle." David asked, "Now what have I done wrong? Can't I even talk?" When he turned to other people and asked the same questions, they gave him the same answer as before. Yet what David said was told to Saul, and he sent for David. David said to Saul, "Don't let anyone be discouraged. I, your servant, will go and fight this Philistine." Saul answered, "You can't go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy. Goliath has been a warrior since he was a young man." But David said to Saul, I, your servant, have been keeping my father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and took a sheep from the flock, I would chase it. I would attack it and save the sheep from its mouth. When it attacked me, I caught it by its fur and hit it and killed it. I, your servant, have killed both a lion and a bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like them, because he has spoken against the armies of the living God. The Lord who saved me from a lion and a bear will save me from this Philistine. Saul said to David, Go, and may the Lord be with you. Saul put his own clothes on David. He put a bronze helmet on his head and dressed him in armor. David put on Saul's sword and tried to walk around. But he was not used to all the armor Saul had put on him. He said to Saul, I can't go in this because I'm not used to it. Then David took it all off. He took his stick in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from a stream. He put them in his shepherd's bag and grabbed his sling. Then he went to meet the Philistine. At the same time, the Philistine was coming closer to David. The man who held his shield walked in front of him. When Goliath looked at David and saw that he was only a boy, tanned and handsome, he looked down on David with disgust. He said, Do you think I am a dog that you come at me with a stick? He used his God's names to curse David. He said to David, Come here, I'll feed your body to the birds of the air and the wild animals. But David said to him, You come to me using a sword and 2 spears, but I come to you in the name of the Lord All-Powerful, the God of the armies of Israel. You have spoken against him. Today the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll kill you and cut off your head. Today I'll feed the bodies of the Philistine soldiers to the birds of the air and the wild animals. Then all the world will know that there is a God in Israel. Everyone gathered here will know the Lord does not need swords or spears to save people. The battle belongs to him, and he will hand you over to us. As Goliath came near to attack him, David ran quickly to meet him. He took a stone from his bag, put it into his sling, and slung it. The stone hit the Philistine and went deep into his forehead, and Goliath fell face down on the ground. So David defeated the Philistine with only a sling and a stone. He hit him and killed him. He did not even have a sword in his hand. Then David ran and stood beside him. He took Goliath's sword out of its holder and killed him by cutting off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. The men of Israel and Judah shouted and chased the Philistines all the way to the entrance of the city of Gath and to the gates of Ekron. The Philistine's body lay on the Sharaim road as far as Gath and Ekron. The Israelites returned after chasing the Philistines and robbed their camp. David took Goliath's head to Jerusalem and put Goliath's weapons in his own tent. When Saul saw David go out to meet Goliath, Saul asked Abner, commander of the army, Abner, who is that young man's father? Abner answered, As surely as you live, my king, I don't know. The king said, Find out whose son he is. When David came back from killing Goliath, Abner brought him to Saul. David was still holding Goliath's head. Saul asked him, Young man, who is your father? David answered, I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem. 1 Samuel chapter 18. When David finished talking with Saul, Jonathan felt very close to David. He loved David as much as he loved himself. Saul kept David with him from that day on and did not let him go home to his father's house. Jonathan made an agreement with David because he loved David as much as himself. He took off his coat and gave it to David, along with his armor, including his sword, bow, and belt. Saul sent David to fight in different battles, and David was very successful. Then Saul put David over the soldiers, which pleased Saul's officers and all the other people. After David had killed the Philistine, he and the men returned home. Women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul. They sang songs of joy, danced, and played tambourines and stringed instruments. As they played, they sang, Saul has killed thousands of his enemies, but David has killed tens of thousands. The women's song upset Saul, and he became very angry. He thought, The women say David has killed tens of thousands, but they say I have killed only thousands. The only thing left for him to have is the kingdom. So Saul watched David closely from then on, because he was jealous. The next day, an evil spirit from God rushed upon Saul, and he prophesied in his house. David was playing the harp as he usually did, but Saul had a spear in his hand. He threw the spear, thinking, "I'll pin David to the wall." But David escaped from him twice. The Lord was with David, but had left Saul. So Saul was afraid of David. He sent David away and made him commander of 1,000 soldiers. So David led them in battle. He had great success in everything he did because the Lord was with him. When Saul saw that David was very successful, he feared David even more. But all the people of Israel and Judah loved David because he led them well in battle. Saul said to David, "Here is my older daughter, Merab. I will let you marry her. All I ask is that you remain brave and fight the Lord's battles." Saul thought, "I won't have to kill David. The Philistines will do that." But David answered Saul, saying, "Who am I? My family is not important enough for me to become the king's son-in-law." So when the time came for Saul's daughter Merab to marry David, Saul gave her instead to Adriel of Melohah. Now Saul's other daughter, Michal, loved David. When they told Saul, he was pleased. He thought, "I will let her marry David. Then she will be a trap for him, and the Philistines will defeat him." So Saul said to David a second time, "You may become my son-in-law." And Saul ordered his servants to talk with David in private and say, "Look, the king likes you. His servants love you. You should be his son-in-law." Saul's servants said these words to David, but David answered, "Do you think it is easy to become the king's son-in-law? I am poor and unimportant." When Saul's servants told him what David had said, Saul said, "Tell David, the king doesn't want money for the bride. All he wants is 100 Philistine foreskins to get even with his enemies." Saul planned to let the Philistines kill David. When Saul's servants told this to David, he was pleased to become the king's son-in-law. So he and his men went out and killed 200 Philistines. David brought all their foreskins to Saul so he could be the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him his daughter Michal for his wife. Saul saw that the Lord was with David and that his daughter Michal loved David. So he grew even more afraid of David, and he was David's enemy all his life. The Philistine commanders continued to go out to fight the Israelites, but every time David was more skillful than Saul's officers, so he became famous.